Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dhampur Bioorganics Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by SKP Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, Naveen. Good afternoon, all, and thank you for joining us on this earnings call to discuss the operational and financial performance for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2023. The company's results and investor presentations have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's websites, and we hope that you have had the opportunity to go through them. I will begin with an overview of the current status of the industry and the company's operations, which will be followed by an update on the financial performance by our CFO, Nalin. Let me first begin with a brief outlook on the domestic sugar scenario. India's production for sugar season 2022-23 is estimated to be around 32.8 million tons, of which about 4.1 million tons of sugar was diverted into ethanol production, with the domestic consumption estimated at around 27.9 million tons and exports of about 6.4 million tons. The domestic sugar stocks are estimated to be lower than 5.6 million tons at the end of sugar season 2022-23. For the new sugar season 2023-24, India is expected to produce less than or around 29 million tons of sugar. The primary reason for a lower production is due to this 29 million tons is keeping in mind about 4 million tons of sugar will be diverted into ethanol. So sugar equivalent about 33 million tons is expected to be produced. The primary reason for a lower production is due to the inconsistent rainfall in the major sugar-producing states of Maharashtra and Karnataka. According to the various surveys, this deficit in rainfall has adversely affected the planting of the Arsali crop also in this region. This has the potential to further reduce the cane availability in Maharashtra and Karnataka for 2024-25 season. We therefore believe the sugar prices should remain firm in the near future. The global sugar production during the sugar season 2023-24 is expected to be around 175 million tons, as compared to a production of approximately 177 million tons in the previous sugar season. Overall, a tight sugar production scenario has driven up the international sugar prices, which are now hovering at around $0.27 per pound for rolls and $720 per metric ton for white sugar, the highest since 2011. Brazil will be the major contributor to the global sugar market, with an estimated production of about 41 million tons of sugar, as compared to 33 million tons of sugar in the previous year. This increase is on account of higher cane availability, good weather conditions, and the sugar-ethanol mix favoring the sugar segment. The current ethanol parities in Brazil are at around $0.19 versus the current market price of $0.27. Thailand is estimated to crush about 75 million tons of sugarcane, with the sugar production ranging between 7.5-8 million tons for the sugar season 2023-24, lower than the production of about 10 million tons of sugar for the previous season. The EU, including the UK region, is estimated to produce about 16.8 million tons of sugar for the sugar season 23-24, up from 15.5 million tons of sugar produced in the previous season. This year, the global deficit in production over consumption is expected to be in the region of 4 million tons as compared to a marginal deficit of about a million tons for last year. Now, moving to ethanol. Out of the 564.5 crore liters finalized by the OMCs for the ethanol supply year 2022-23, which was from December 31st, October 23, against a total requirement of 600 crore liters, contracts of 565.24 crore liters have been executed till August 2023. Against the above, 413.47 crore liters have been lifted by the OMCs till August 2023, with an average blending of 11.72%. The breakup for the ethanol contracted and supplied. For the sugar sector, the contracted quantity was 393.36 crore liters, and they have supplied 327.43 crore liters, which is about 83% of the contracted quantities have been supplied till August. The grain segment contracted for 171.89 crore liters and have supplied 86.06 crore liters, which is approximately 50% of the contracted quantities supplied. And the total cumulative supplies have been 413.49, which is about 73% of the contracted quantities. Recently, the supplies from FCI had been stopped by the government during the last week of July 23. But to ensure sustainable ethanol supplies from grains, government increased the ethanol prices, especially increased the ethanol prices from maize by declaring additional revenues. The total incentive amounts on the damaged food grains and maize will be rupees 8.46 per liter to rupees 9.72 per liter. The new prices effective 22nd of August 23 are: the prices for the damaged food grains, which were 55.54, are now revised to 64.64 rupees per liter. For maize, they from 56.35 rupees per liter, they are now 66.07 rupees a liter. And for surplus rice, they are 58.50 to 58.50 for the FCI rice. Yeah. As informed in our last calls, our Asmoli unit is being expanded to 12,500 TCD and Mirganj to 9,000 TCD. And we are on track to commence this year's crushing with the expanded capacities. We expect the crushing to start in the first week of November and hope this higher crushing capacity, coupled with the cane development work, should result in improved recoveries and overall crush. Also, as mentioned earlier, going forward, we are bullish on the sugar prices for the next couple of years and have therefore planned to reduce the diversion of sugar into ethanol for this year. As we see the relative economics shifting in favor of sugar, especially in our region, the company has decided to hold the establishment of the proposed distillery in our Mirganj unit for now. As the diversion of sugar to the distillery is reduced, this could present us with an opportunity to operate our distillery in Asmoli with alternate feedstocks like broken rice and maize. Therefore, the company is evaluating the possibility of converting our distillery in Asmoli to a multi-feed distillery. I will now move on to our working. In spite of a revenue growth from 542 crores to 666 crores for this quarter, we had a tepid performance due to substantially reduced profits before tax of about 1.23 crores as compared to 10.32 crores for the corresponding period last year. The profits for the 6 months ended were reduced from 22.72 crores to 18 crores. The key reasons for this drop in profitability are reduced margin in our biofuels business, mainly on account of higher transfer pricing of molasses and a greater share of revenue from ENF. Front-ending of certain capital expenditures, including the repair and maintenance expenditures as compared to the same period last year. and as mentioned in our previous calls, our sugar recovery for this sugar season that went past were lower due to the severe pest infestations in our Asmoli and Mansoorpur factories. This lower recovery adversely affected our cost of production, which would otherwise have further boosted our margins in the sugar sector. This pest infestation has now been controlled, and we are hopeful of improved results this year. I will now hand over the call to Nalin for an update on our financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through our standalone financial highlights for Q2 and H1 FY24. Revenue for Q2 FY24 stood at 666 crores, registering a growth of 23% as against rupees 542 crores in Q2 FY23. EBITDA for Q2 FY24 stood at rupees 21 crores as against EBITDA of 28 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA margin for this quarter stood at 3.1%. For H1 FY24, revenue stood at 1,342 crores, up by 29%, as against 1,037 crores in H1 FY23. EBITDA for H1 FY24 stood at 62 crores with an EBITDA margin of 4.6%, as against an EBITDA of rupees 63 crores in the corresponding period last year. Profit after tax stood at rupees 12 crore in H1 FY24. Moving on to the segmental highlights, sugar segment reported a revenue of 459 crores in Q2 FY24 as compared to 448 crores in Q2 FY23. EBIT margins stood at 32 lakhs in this quarter as against loss of 4.7 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue in H1 FY24 was at 914 crores as against 876 crores in H1 FY23, which is up by 4.3% year-on-year basis. Sugar sales in this quarter stood at 0.95 lakh tons against 1.05 lakh tons in the same quarter of the previous fiscal. Average sugar realization improved to ₹38,100 per ton in Q2 FY24 from 35,750 in Q2 FY23 per ton. Sugar inventory as on 30th September 23 stood at 0.1 lakh tons of sugar, which has been valued at 34,904 per ton, as against our inventory of 1.06 lakh tons as on 30th September 22, which was valued at 35,228 per ton. During this quarter, we generated 12.33 million units of power against 10.99 million units in the same period last year. Now moving to biofuel segment, this segment reported a revenue of 157 crores in this quarter as against 145 crores in the same quarter of previous fiscal, which is up by 8.6% YOY basis. Biofuel segment EBIT margins stood at 14.47 crores in this quarter. For H1 FY24, revenue stood at 312 crores as against 276 crores in H1 FY23, which is up by 13% YOY basis. We sold 26.45 million bulk liters of ethanol at an average realization of 56 per liter. In country legal segment, revenue stood at 143 crores in Q2 FY24 as against 30 crores in the Q2 FY23. EBIT margin stood at 1.75% in Q2 FY24 as against negative EBIT margins in the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue was at rupees 285 crores in H1 24. Our long-term loans stood at 240 crores as of 30th September 2023 as against 246 crores. Last year, sorry, 246 crores as on 31st March 23. The company has repaid long-term loans of 117 crores during the first half. Long-term debt equity ratio remained at 0.25 times. Due to lower inventory, we have surplus funds of 20 crores as on 30th September 23 against the 260 crores of outstanding working capital position as on 30th September last year. Long-term and short-term rating of the company continues to be assigned by A+ with outlook stable by CARE Ratings. With that, I would request the moderator to open the floor for the questions from the participants.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Nitendra Mawat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, please. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sir, the subdued performance during the quarter you attributed, if I'm not wrong, to the biofuel. So what do you see the trajectory during the next two quarters or the second half of the year for this? Is it going to remain same or are we going to improve over here?
So, Nitin, thank you for attending our call. In the next quarter, we do believe the margins could slightly improve for two reasons. The raw material that we have on stock is the value of the raw material remains the same, but in the coming quarter, this current year, the government has changed the molasses or the ethanol year from November to 31st October, 1st November to 31st October. So there should be a price revision. We are expecting a price revision in the region of about 2 rupees. That is what our hope understanding is. So that should have an upward impact on our realization. Also, when the sugar season starts, the cost of production reduces. So you could have a twofold increase on that account. Secondly, with the new sugar season, we are also evaluating the blend that we will use. As I mentioned in my talk, we will be diverting less sugar into ethanol. We would probably be making some C and some B heavy molasses. So depending on that blend, we do hope to see a decent margin in this business. And overall, we remain sort of focused and bullish on the segment.
I understand, sir. My second question is about the debt. Last quarter, the first quarter of the year, we have repaid quite a substantial amount of debt. This quarter, I did not see that. In fact, I saw a little bit upside in the overall debt amount. So what is the view of the management? Are we looking forward to retire the debt substantially, or are we going to increase this, considering the fact that we have now put our capex on hold?
So two things, Nipin. The first is the capexes that were already ongoing because of increasing our capacity. If you recollect, during our last call, we had mentioned, and as I mentioned in this call, we were expanding our existing sugar units, Asmoli to 12,500 and Mirganj to 9,000 TCD. So there was a certain amount of debt required for this expansion. The exact numbers right after this Nalan will give you. But obviously, if our capexes have reduced, we have sort of held back on the expansion or setting up of a new distillery, that we do believe will have a, it will give us surplus cash flow, which we do think will be utilized to retire some debt. But Nalan will be able to shed more light on the numbers.
Yeah, so Nitin, we have paid 117 crores in this H1, retired our debt. We have paid some of the installment in advance, considering we have now surplus in hand, we don't have any outstanding working capital liabilities. So whatever surplus is generated, we'll keep in margin, keeping capex and debt in our view. We'll keep the balance, right?
Got it. My next and last question is, this quarter was a little surprising as the numbers were not, we were expecting. So what is the stable margin that we are looking for the operations of our company?
So you're right, we were not, as you're aware, we have been mentioning in the last couple of calls Our recovery last year was lower on account of the pest infestation in two of our units, which constitute 80% of our cane crush. So eventually, you know, that higher costing would result in reduced margins. Secondly, we have, as a corporate, been making a lot of effort. We did anticipate the sugar season to start crushing earlier this year as compared to last year. So a lot of the work, especially the repair maintenance work, has been front-ended. So some of those expenditures which were loaded onto the Q3 came onto Q2. Both these results have shown, have reduced the profitability here. But going forward, you know, the primary results that we have of the primary cane sampling data that is coming in, the cane yields that our people and the teams are reporting, and the sugar prices, we hope the sugar prices will continue to remain firm. And North India should be a beneficiary of this because the cane area acreage in the western part of the country is reduced. We do hope to enjoy healthy margins going forward.
Got it, sir. Wishing you best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin Ranjit from Frontline Access Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity, and I believe I'm audible. And so my question is regarding the government export quota for the next year, maybe for the next season. Do you have any idea as to what the government has, do you think the government is actually going to increase the quotas?
So, you know, as I mentioned in my call, we do expect the production numbers to drop to about 29 million tons of sugar to be available next year, which is very close to the consumption numbers. And our opening stock is also, you know, pretty much it's in a lower end of the spectrum at about lower than 5.5 million tons of sugar. The following year also we are sort of, we don't see the sugar crushing to rebound substantially because of lack of Vatsali planting in the western region. Keeping this in mind, I do believe that there won't be any export quotas for the coming year at least.
Okay, so they would be entirely dropped. Okay, got it. That's what your belief is. Thank you. And one more thing, what would be the current ex-mill prices? I mean, this quarter, I believe we had realized something like 38.15 or something like that. Have they seen some increase after that?
See, the prices are fairly stable here. There's not been, I mean, currently, since we make refined sugar, this is, our prices are about 38.5 plus minus, you know, they could fluctuate a little bit, but anything between 13.5 to 39 rupees ex-factory.
Okay, and one more question, if I may push that in. Well, so you did, in your opening remarks, talk about this multi-feed distillery. You said, are you like planning to convert your existing distillery facilities into a multi-feed one, or are you talking about a new greenfield one? Could you please?
New greenfield distillery that we had announced during the last calls, that we have decided to hold back for some time because we plan to be diverting more cane into sugar rather than ethanol. If we divert more cane into ethanol, we will have some capacity left over in our Asmoli unit, and we are exploring the possibility of converting that into a multi-feed distillery.
Okay, so
converting our existing distillery.
Okay, sir, and I don't know whether this is like a repeat question, but while going through your presentation, I kind of found that our ethanol realization on a year-on-year basis, on a quarterly year-on-year basis, has fallen from 58.7 per liter to something like 56. May I know the reason for that? I mean, is there any specific reason for that?
So, yeah, Nitin, weightage of alcohol sale in this quarter, we have more ENA. And second, syrup, as compared to Q1, we had syrup sale realization, and this quarter we have B-heavy plus ENA. So that is why you would see a drop in the sale realization of ethanol in this quarter.
If you see the ethanol that was made from syrup, diverting of sugar cane or sugar syrup directly, you had a 5 rupee premium over B-heavy. When the sugar season stops, so you don't divert any more sugar syrup. So the proportion for this quarter, there was no sugar syrup based ethanol. There was entirely B heavy, and there was an ENA percentage which is higher than the corresponding period last year.
And I know that I'm taking a lot of your time, but because of this so-called we have contemplated a total export ban. Do you foresee any, what would be the impact of that on our financials? Because, you know, last year, you know, the export prices were quite high, and I believe we had fulfilled our export quota, is what I recall correctly. Do you foresee an impact because of this so-called export ban?
Well, we do believe that, see, that there was a big differential between the export price and the domestic price. So out of the total sugar we produced, the entire, probably about 15-16, about 17% of the sugar was exported sugar. We do believe the overall average price this year, I mean, my personal belief is, should be better than last year. So keeping into account the cumulative price, we should definitely be similar or definitely better than last year. That is my belief.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any further questions, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pramod Kumar from OML P2B. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. My question is regarding the-
Pramod, sorry to interrupt you, but your audio is not coming clear. May I request you to come in a better reception area, please?
Is it okay now?
Sir, we can hear you, but your voice is breaking a little bit.
Okay. We can hear you now,
Pramod. We can hear you now.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you.
So my first question is regarding the capacity expansion, which is from 22,000 to 29,500. It's almost 30% and more. What is the expected capacity utilization in terms of the expanded capacity, availability of sugarcane? And since the sugarcane requirement will be more, will there be any cost increase in terms of procurement and transportation? And what is the likely recovery we are seeing this year?
Pramod, our capacity expansion, you're right, we've got a substantial capacity expansion, but we also expect increase in cane availability for us. We do expect about 8% or 8-10%, depending on the final yields and government orders. We hope to crush about 8-10% higher than last year. So we do expect a healthy capacity utilization. And the two units, Asmoli and Mirganj, we do hope they will continue to have a growth in cane availability. They have a sizable amount of upside in cane availability, and that is a focus area. Cane development continues to remain a focus area. As compared to the cost, we don't expect any major deviation on our variable cost. Owing on account of the higher capacities, we do see we could potentially, some of the fixed costs could come down.
Okay. Some part of India, we are hearing that the rainfall may cause availability of sugarcane to the mills and hence their productivity issue. Any likely impact in UP and especially to DPOL?
Sorry, I couldn't completely understand your question, but it was regarding rainfall. Was it rainfall for the entire country or rainfall in UP?
Rainfall for UP, especially from the exploited area of Rampur Bayo. Any impact?
For us, the rainfall touchwood has been fairly, you know, it's been quite optimum, to be honest. So our cane teams and they haven't reported any major or any sort of big damage in our cane planting areas and our cane catchment areas.
My second question is in respect to the CapEx.
Mr. Pramod, sorry, your voice is wavering.
Okay. In respect to the cut off CapEx.
Pramod, sir, sorry, but your audio is breaking.
I will send the email. I will send the email. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pramod.
Thank you, Pramod.
Next question is from the line of Rajesh Majumdar from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my time. So I had a few questions. One is that you mentioned that the realization is lower because of higher sales of ENA. Now, I have two questions in this. One is, what is the quantum of ENA sold in the quarter and what is the average realization? Also, does that also include the levy ENA? Because I'm not aware if you sell levy molasses or levy ENA, because you also have a country liquor business. So what is the capture of the levy ENA in this realization in the, of 56 rupees?
26 rupees.
So, see, we have a our total ENA that we sell is pretty much for levy reasons. So as you are aware, there have been some, I mean, we did mention in our report and in our disclosure, the UP state is disputing the levies which have been additional levies which the government of UP has asked the people producing B-heavy to supply. So certain part of the levy supplies are under litigation. But the undisputed quantity is about 26 lakhs of additional levies as compared to the previous quarter. 26 lakhs of additional ENA has been supplied. Some of this ENA has been supplied for our in-house country liquor business. But that too does not make up for the deficit in realization and viability as compared to supplying it to the ethanol segment.
Right. Right. And of the inventory we hold of ethanol stock, what is the breakup between B-heavy and ENA?
So as on 30th September, we hold 12 lakh liters of ENA and rest is alcohol, ethanol, or derived out of B-heavy.
Right. And there is no C-heavy, right?
No C-heavy.
Not for the season that went past. But in the current season, we do envisage making C-heavy.
Right. Okay, sir. And my second question was, sir, you mentioned the fact that ethanol prices can go up this month. However, we also feared that the cane prices can also go up as per the statement made by the UP Chief Minister in a meeting. So is that also likely to happen?
Well, this is an election year, so yeah, we do believe there would be an increase in cane price. But UP government has been following a fairly rational growth in an increase in cane price. So I will, the FRP grew by about 10 rupees. And historically, when the FRP was increased by 10 rupees, the ethanol prices would be increased correspondingly to about 2 rupees. So that is our reason for our belief in increasing ethanol price. And looking at election year, looking at the sugar prices, yes, it is reasonable to expect some increase in cane price in UP also.
So in your opinion, it would be what, 15 rupees? If it's a like for like, or it should be lower?
I would not like to give a guess over here. Rajesh,
okay.
It's not in my place to guess what the Chief Minister would do.
Okay. But you expect something to happen on that front as well. So a large part of the benefit on the sugar price and the alcohol we expect to be negated by the cane price increase.
See, I mean, one is for ourselves personally, we are hopeful of an improvement in our recovery going back to the previous year's levels or better. So we do hope some part of, I mean, a large part could be offset by better recoveries.
Okay.
On sugar prices, we are bullish. You know, we do believe there could probably be higher prices to see in the near future. Maybe when the sugar season comes to an end, we could see a little prices coming up from here. India is today the cheapest, pretty, sugar in India is probably the cheapest in the world today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, and my last question was that you talked about slowing down on the ethanol sales because of, you know, whatever, lower crop and better relations with sugar, etc. So will the overall blending, this is a general question, so will the overall blending programs get impacted this year with the lower production as well as the expected rollover impact of El Nino even in sugar year 24-25?
Yes, I think it is reasonable. If the cane is less, it is reasonable to presume that the ethanol supply from the cane industry will reduce. But there is a sizable planting of the rains did catch up towards the end for the rice planting. Maize, the government has come out with some very attractive policies. So I do believe that a sizable amount of capacities for grain and dual feed distilleries has been set up in the country. So if sugar reduces to some extent this year, probably the alternate feedstocks will make up for the good, and that's probably one of the reasons why we too are exploring the same, and we'll have a clearer answers maybe going down the line in a couple of months.
And so in terms of the overall lifting of the OMC as compared to 1Q when there was a slowdown in the B-heavy lifting, it was 2Q overall B-heavy lifting was better than 1Q or similar?
I mean, personally we haven't really faced any problems regarding the lifting, and also if you recollect in this quarter, because of the FCI, the government, you know, stopping the utilization of FCI rice for ethanol, that suddenly created a vacuum for the quantity contracted by those distillers.
Yeah.
So that there was no problem for the sugar industry, at least for supply of alcohol.
Okay. because quarter on quarter our B heavy mix has not improved. That's why I'm asking this question.
So this quarter we only had B heavy. When the crushing is not on, we won't have syrup.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you.
Next question is from line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had one question with respect to our opening remarks when we said that sugar production for the ensuing season, that is SSY24, we are expecting less than 29 million tons. So my understanding is that ISMA's latest projections were 31.7 million tons. So is this a revision from ISMA's side or it is an internal projection?
Shailesh, hi. So, I mean, I say around 29 million tons. Too early is the day to, you know, give final numbers. You know, after the ISMA's estimates, there was a cane commissioner's estimates which came out to about 30 million tons, if I'm not mistaken. Various trade bodies are continuing to analyze and, you know, there are a lot of feet on the ground looking at the cane availability. So, looking at, you know, whatever our teams have analyzed, looking at the data which is coming in from various industry and trade bodies, the consensus seems to be in the region of 29 million tons. Now, you know, looking at the final recovery numbers, final cane crushing numbers and yield numbers, in a country like India, 500,000, 1 million tons could, you know, you could even see an upside of 1 million ton or 500,000 downside. But at this stage, we are pending in about 29 plus minus 500,000 tons.
Okay, to just get this things clear, I think this ISMA projections were somewhere in the mid-August, right? 37.7. So the official ISMA estimate has not come down. The cane commission, what you are saying, has come after August and it is projected around 30 million tons. Is that understanding right?
That is my understanding.
Okay.
ISMA has not given any official estimate after his last estimate in his meeting in August.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks a lot. Sir, in our understanding, which regions, like if I can talk about three major states, UP, Maharashtra and Karnataka, where do we are seeing a major fall? Because my understanding was UP was broadly doing flattish as compared to last year. So when we are considering around 29 or less, so where do are we seeing this major fall coming of around 2 to 3 million ton from the revised estimate of around 31.8 or 31.7?
In my opening remarks, Shailesh, we said the basic projections are the major drop is expected in Maharashtra, Karnataka, and UP is expected to go marginally higher. And you know, again, when you say about production, 500,000 ton, what amount of sugar will get diverted into ethanol, you could see some small changes in this swing capacity also. Therefore, it will depend on where the final numbers rest, but yeah, the drop is in UP, Maharashtra, Karnataka, estimated drop is there. UP has an upside estimate.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Thanks for that. Sir, second question was with respect to sugar prices. Sugar prices currently seem to be decent at around 38.50. How do we see this sugar prices panning out during the crushing season, where normally we see that sugar prices are kind of subdued during those times? Given that the expectations of sugar production are lower, how do we see this sugar prices panning out for the next at least couple of quarters when the crushing is going on?
Shailesh, I mean, our view is from overall, we do believe prices should remain, average price for the year should remain a little firm, but you're right. If you look at the historical graph during the peak sugar crushing times, prices do tend to soften a little bit from here and they could probably pick up after that when the final numbers and excess numbers come into play. But I know too difficult to give an exact number, what kind of drop and all that, that gets into too much of, become too speculative at this stage.
Oh, okay, sir. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side. Thanks a lot. And best of luck.
Thank you, Shailesh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Goel from Shivansh Overseas. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Nikhil. How are you doing? Good afternoon to you.
First of all, best of luck for next quarter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate that.
Sir, actually, I want to ask regarding the MSP. If sugar, your mainly selling the sugar at 38 rupees. Is government is planning to increase the MSP on the sugar or no?
I mean, we haven't heard anything to that effect, Nikhil. And this is also, this is an election year. I don't think it would be reasonable to expect an increase in MSP, at least in the near future.
Okay. And, sir, like, can you just tell me what is your trade receivable?
Trade receivables, you said?
Yes, yes, trade receivable.
So, sugar, we don't have any trade receivable. That is almost against the payment. Yes, ethanol supplies to the OMCs. We have 15 to 20 days trade receivables from them. We don't have any.
That is also as per the payment terms, as per the terms of trade.
Terms of trade.
So there is really pretty much our business. We don't really have any substantial receivables in the, or beyond terms of trade would be negligible.
Okay, okay. And my last question is, sir, can you just put some light on your inventory also?
So, last year, as of 30th September, we had 10.6 lakh quintals. This year, we have 1 lakh quintals as of 30th September of sugar.
So, I think, Rikul, this is also the exact inventory statuses have been uploaded on our website, on our investor presentation. So, sugar is lower, the molasses and ethanol is higher. And for those exact numbers, you know, we would request you to look at the investor presentation which we've uploaded on our website. It's all there.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nikhil.
Thank you, Nikhil.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Naitik Mohta from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, I have two questions. Firstly, regarding the government has applied a uniform GST and reduced it to 5% on molasses. So, how will that impact our business in terms of profitability or margins going forward?
So, yeah, hi, Vithin. So, the in reduction of GST on molasses from 28% to 5%, actually that will not impact us. This will benefit the buyer of the molasses who are buying like standalone distilleries and to some extent the country liquor manufacturer, the IMFL manufacturer, whereby their cost of production will get reduced because they don't have, they have negative carry on GST output, right? They don't get the set off of GST on inputs against the output. So we'll not be impacted much because we are not seller, but this will definitely benefit the standard distilleries and until the
market. Also, Nalin said, we don't sell our molasses. Our molasses is entirely for self-consumption, for ethanol and levy obligations.
Okay, sir. Also, sir, regarding our country liquor segment, so our country liquor segment has really increased in volumes as compared to last year. So what are our plans going forward regarding this segment? Do we plan to launch some of our own brand going forward or increase our capacity in this segment going forward? Anything on that?
We already have some brands and our country liquor segment, we are focused first to fulfill our entire levy obligation. We don't at this point, the company doesn't envisage getting into country liquor segment beyond its own internal levy obligation. We want to focus on our sugar and biofuel segment. And we still have some time, some sort of way to go before we get the sales, which will completely offset our levy obligations. And we are working hard to increase that sort of basket, our share in the basket of country liquor consumption in UP.
Okay, sir. Okay. That was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, star and one to ask a question. Next question is on the line of Pawan Sharma, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to get the answer from my colleague colleagues. My first query is on the what is the cost of the production of the sugar in the upcoming season? We have the sales price. 38.5 per kg. What would be the cost of production for the sugar for the upcoming season?
Good afternoon, Pavanji. So, I mean, cost of production of sugar, we can't really give you a number at this stage because we don't know what the revised cane price would be. and what the revised and what the recoveries would be. But we do believe that the we should hopefully have better recoveries than last year. This is our belief at this stage. Too early in the day to really call it out.
You have any idea, like in our previous season, we are not going, we have not gone beyond 10% of the recovery, no? I understand.
So that was, that 10% was net recovery, because that was on account of the amount of ethanol we diverted.
Yeah.
This year we do expect to divert less sugar into ethanol. So our gross recovery last year, I think, was 11.02%, if I'm not mistaken.
For the season, 11.0.
Yeah. That is the gross recovery there, taking into account the ethanol diversion and everything else. We do hope to be better than that.
Okay, sir. Fine. Thank you. Another thing, sir, like we are returning from the brownfield expansion of distillery, and I understand that the business is for ethanol, no? In future, like, government is committed to expand the blending. So are we not going to lag behind with the peers in installing this distillery for ethanol?
So you're right that the government, there is a lot of tailwind in this business, and we also have been, but you know, this is purely in order to ensure adequate asset utilization and sweating of assets. Mm-hmm. If we do believe, see, if the western part, if you see India, the predominant sugar is either produced in UP and then Maharashtra, Karnataka.
Yeah, yeah.
If Maharashtra, Karnataka, the production estimates are lower and the sugar prices remain firm, then we do believe our we are better off making more sugar than diverting sugar into ethanol. So at this stage, we had not really made any substantial capexes that we could, that we needed to completely see through the project. And if we do divert less cane into ethanol, we will have ideal capacity in our small unit, which we want to utilize, which we are exploring multi-feedstock. But as the sugar scenario recovers, as our overall cane growth continues to increase, we should be able to establish that distillery maybe a year, or some, maybe a little later. But it's better to be a bit more conservative with distillery capacity at this stage rather than, you know, being aggressive at this stage. That is what our firm belief is.
Yeah, thanks, sir. My next question is about this inspection, no? Press inspection on the last year's sugar production which is expected to us. So what kind of measures we have taken to ensure that this this time this thing is not going to happen?
We've been mentioning about this for some time, if you recollect. In most of my calls, we've been talking about it. And if you recollect last call, I did mention that this year's crop, we are seeing fairly the pest, the borers to be fairly controlled, being pretty much negated.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I mean, at this point, the cane is pretty much, the ratoon cane is ready, for harvesting in a couple of, you know, maybe a month or so. And I'm glad to report that there is no real negligible borer infestation this year.
It's very good.
They are vigilant, they are looking at everything else, and, you know, we continue to be very vigilant for any sort of pest or disease. And we do hope we should be able to, you know, control anything that happens at a very early stage.
What kind of cane effort we are using to increase our cane productivity, like in the catchment area? What kind of seeds, for, I don't know what exactly we call it, which kind of seeds we are using that they can give us a better cane productivity?
If you see our cane, you know, if you look at the detail of our P&L statements also, we see a regular, you know, increase in our cane development and cane development activities. 238, of course, is the predominant variety right now, but from last year, we have been actively increasing the acreage of the other two promising varieties, which are 118 and 15023. But, you know, these varieties do take a couple of years to reach a sizable amount of, to make an impact on our crush and recovery.
So what kind of, like, the new, what will be the proportionate of this new variety versus the other varieties in our existing season? Like,
it won't make any impact this year. Whatever variety we have is basically we use entirely for seed next year.
Yeah.
We'll probably start seeing some impact the following year.
Fine. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. And wish you a very healthy season.
Thank you very much. I will appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the last question from the line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Udit. Good afternoon to you.
My question was, sir, when are we planning to start our crushing?
As I mentioned, early November is when we hope. We think all our plants will start pre-Diwali, before Diwali. Last week of October to early November, this when we expect to start crushing. The final dates will be out. Cane sampling data is, you know, being regularly done. We know when our neighbors are starting. Around that, we'll also start.
Sir, is this due to any late rains or is this normal, sir?
So if you recollect, last year was the time when there were late rains and the crushing got delayed to about 10th, 7th, between 7th and 10th, around the 10th of November. This year, we do think the season will be at least a week, 10 days prior to last year.
And, are we planning any ethanol from cane juice in this season, sir, or only from B and C molasses?
We have the option to divert cane juice ethanol. At this stage, we do believe there is a reduced possibility of diverting cane juice into ethanol. But you know, last year, we started off diverting cane juice into ethanol, which we will not be doing this year. When the numbers become a little bit more clearer around December, January, and if we do believe there is a reason to divert, we'll take a call there.
So could this happen with other mills and therefore the sugar production in India could go up because of lower diversion to ethanol, like from the number that we are estimating?
No, I think the number, I mean, everybody does their own equations and numbers. But if you look at the overall estimates in the trade and in the country's balance sheet, I think people have already pegged it as marginally lower number into ethanol as compared to last year. Diversion of sugar into ethanol as compared to last year. Last year was about 4.1 million tons. I think this year people are pegging anything between 3.8 plus minus 1.2 million tons. So I don't think it will have the big impact will be the final yields in Maharashtra, Karnataka, and UP, the yield and recoveries over here. The yield and recoveries will be the major factors.
I got your point, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, you just mentioned, sir, that last year gross recovery was about 11.02. So what was our recovery earlier before this pest infestation started happening to us?
The year before that, we were 11.48, if I'm right. 11.48.
Okay. So approximately, if things turn back to normal, we could go closer to 11.5%.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Correct. And sir, last year crushing was approximately 39 lakh tons, if I'm right, sir?
For the sugar season, we had done 42 lakh tons for the sugar season.
Okay.
Out of that, six was diverted to us.
Yeah, for the full sugar season. When you talk about sugar season, we had done 42 lakh tons. About
42
lakh tons were diverted into ethanol. We are hoping of about an 8-10% jump this year, and let's hope for the best.
So we could do in excess of 45 lakh tons, I think. Okay.
Yeah. That is what we are internally trying and targeting to do.
We can as your wish.
And so this country liquor sales, sir, in the first half of this financial year, we've done about 12 lakh cases, whereas in entire FY23, we have done 12 lakh cases. So we've done almost the same quantity in the first half of the year. So is this all due to levy molasses or going for the next 6 months, is this expected to keep this run rate?
So we do hope to maintain this run rate because our levy obligation requires more than the 2 lakh cases per month. Last year, when did our country liquor business start?
Somewhere in July.
So our country liquor business started in July 2022. So that is why you see the numbers to be different to... But 2 lakhs is a fairly healthy, you know, we are in the top 10 country liquor sellers in the country, in the state today.
Okay.
And once again, I mentioned, you know, our appetite or our desire for our country liquor business is only to offset our levy molasses.
Okay.
We don't see ourselves becoming a country liquor player by, you know.
So 2 lakh cases a month would almost cover our levy molasses part?
No, I think the government continues to increase the levy percentage. I think right now we still be about, I think we still have some...
Around 60%, we are at 60% of levy obligation in sight.
Oh, so 2 lakh would cover about 60%?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, with this note that you had given your accounts about this 20 crores impact, sir, so it is not final as yet, but in case it does happen, then we have to book it in the next quarter.
Yeah, we hope we don't have to, but yeah, that could be a potential risk.
Right, sir. And sir, just another small point, sir. In case of any clarification in future, sir, where can I get back to the company at?
So we have our website, we have a link for the investor relations. We have a contact details of our investor relations desk.
Our numbers are mentioned on our website, so you can reach out on
okay.
any of those numbers here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goyal for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you everybody for joining this earnings call. And as we mentioned earlier, if you have any more questions, please do not hesitate to contact us or our investor relations team at EY. And have a wonderful day and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Gautam. Thank you, Nalin.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.